Simin lamed hey halacha ches mitzvahs hafrosha schala sheicha lo isha baalas habayis. The mitzvah setting aside challah belongs to a woman who is the lady of the house, which a woman has a unique responsibility regarding the mitzvah challah. Ach em ha'isha ena beveisa, if the woman's not at home, yishlochosh ki ba'oyit shetovet tiskalkal isa, and there's reason for concern that by the time she comes home, the dough will spoil. Oz yichayla gam ha'mesharesas, adam achal ha'afresh, then a maidservant, a Jewish maidservant, or another person is allowed to set aside the challah. Halacha tas, shachach lahafresh challah b'Erev Shabbos, if one forgot to set aside challah on Erev Shabbos, b'chutzlarts in chutzlarts, oichlam Shabbos, you're allowed to eat the challah on Shabbos, even before challah set aside. Menichim chaticha achas, you leave over one piece, mafrishim en challah b'mazah Shabbos, and you're mafresh challah from that one piece after Shabbos. Atzricha sh'tei chaticha k'tei lahafreshim en challah v'yishar m'mena oid chulin. A piece left over has to be large enough so that one can set aside challah from it, and some will still remain fit for chulin, which is non-challah use. The inam we need, shiyashira nibarim, that the portion that remains after the challah has been set aside has to be identifiable. What does this mean? One cannot set aside an entire dough for the challah obligation. A portion of dough not designated as challah must remain after challah has been separated. Even if the bread was originally larger, as in this case where he's setting aside challah after most of the bread has been eaten, something must remain of the bread after challah set aside. Therefore, one should leave over slightly more than the amount that he will be separating as challah. That's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That's the Mishnah Berurah. According to the custom cited by the Kitzur, one should leave over somewhat more than a kezayis-sized challah, so the portion he sets aside can be the size of a kezayis. Moving on, v'erev Pesach, on erev Pesach, shecholias b'Shabbos, if erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so shachol l'hafresh challah, menachal yishafel l'chved Shabbos, and they forgot to set aside challah from the loaves that they baked in, for Shabbos, yesh b'zeh mevuchal gadol, is a great dilemma over here. Why? Akayin tzarech kol ish lizar b'erev Shabbos, this is why it says a person has to be careful on erev Shabbos, l'haskar kol hafresh challah, to make sure that they did have fresh challah in his house. What's the dilemma over here? The dilemma is that if he wants to eat the challah, then he has to be mafresh the challah. But if he's mafresh the challah, it's already Pesach, and he has to burn it after. He would have to be mafresh, leave over till after Shabbos, which then it's already Pesach night, and you're not allowed to have chametz. So in this case over here, there is a machlekes, I believe, and you should give it to, either to give it to a guy or just don't eat any of it and get rid of it on Shabbos. Simin lamevav hilchas malicha halacha aleph kaidim shemolchin asabas, before salting meat zrichon lahadiach oisa yafa yafa b'mayim, you have to rinse it very well in water. Sharnes b'mayim l'er chatzisha, to accomplish this you should soak it in water for approximately a half an hour. Ratzarech shamayim yichasu kol basar, and it's necessary for this process that the water cover the entire piece of meat. But makom she'esh dam be'ein al basar, where there is visible blood on the surface of the meat, tzrichon l'shaf shefoy b'mei hashiyur v'lasira, you have to rub it in water in which it's being soaked, and remove the blood. V'chim v'ayfres, also by poultry, tzrichon l'shaf shef heitiv makom hashchita, you should rub the place of the of where you did shchita, which is the back of the neck, to remove all the blood. Also, internal surfaces where there's visible blood, sometimes there's found within meat or poultry, where there's a spot that blood accumulated because of a maka, a black and blue mark. You have to cut open this spot and remove the gathered blood before soaking the meat. When the water that's being used is very cold, you should first place the water in a slightly warm spot, in order to lessen the coldness before soaking the meat in it. Why? As a result of the coldness of the water, the meat will harden, the blood won't come out afterwards when you salt it.